The Earthworks Oil and Gas Accountability Project compared petroleum well inspection and enforcement history in New York against five states where fracking is permitted. The findings indicated that only one in four of New York's 10,134 wells were inspected during 2010, far fewer than in Texas, where more than half of that state's nearly 283,000 wells were inspected. But New York did far better than Ohio and Pennsylvania, where the inspection rate is 1 in 10. Nadia Steinzer is Earthworks Marcellus Program Coordinator.
The main point in our doing this research, not just for New York, but for five other states as well, and then taking a national overview, is to really look at whether anyone's minding the store in the midst of the shale gas and in some states shale oil boom. And unfortunately, we found that no one is minding the store, at least not very well, and they're is unfortunately a strong link between the lack of inspections and enforcement and then problems that can happen on the ground. So inadequate inspections and enforcement is not a matter of bookkeeping only. It's a matter of making sure that when accidents and spills and pollution events that harm health and the environment occur, that they are caught and that operators are penalized and that efforts are made to clean them up.
There has been speculation the Cuomo administration will allow hydrofracking in the Southern Tier, where there has been a showing of political support. If fracking gets the green light, observers say hundreds of new wells could be drilled in the space of a year. There are now 17 DEC inspectors compared to 20 back in 2003. Steinzer says the current level of oversight is woefully inadequate.
DEC has been subjected to a lot of cutbacks and a lot of staffing reductions in the last many years. We hope that this will be rectified in the future for the sake of the current industry. And certainly if Governor Cuomo is even considering moving forward, it's a huge problem that he's going to have to figure out how to solve.
A DEC hydrofracking advisory panel of representatives from government, industry, and environmental organizations hasn't met since December. And DEC officials say the group has no plans to meet again until after the environmental review has been completed. Riverkeepers Watershed Program Director Kate Hudson weighs in.
What is concerning about that is that this is the body that DEC had from the beginning indicated was supposed to deliberate about where the resources were going to come from to provide the state with the regulatory capacity to control this activity if it were to be allowed to begin in New York. And although the state seems to be moving forward towards permitting, being in a position to start permitting, it does not seem like it has been moving forward with the same deliberation in terms of trying to figure out how it's going to pay for the regulation of that activity.
New York DEC's Director of Public Information, Emily DeSantis, would not go on tape. She responded to a request for comment by email, quoting, DEC has recognized the need for additional staffing to oversee high-volume hydraulic fracturing operations. We have repeatedly said we will only review the number of permits that we can responsibly oversee given staffing levels if high-volume hydraulic fracturing moves forward in New York. DeSantis points out the draft review details a comprehensive monitoring and inspection program to be followed for fracking, including no fewer than 13 site visits over the course of the actual well drilling and completion process. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.